Unit 2. Ready to roll. Page 29.
Breaking the mold. In Afghanistan, where cultural and religious norms encourage women to take traditional roles of wife and homemaker, it isn't easy for women who choose to participate in sports. Social pressure can be fierce on those who dare to step out of defined gender roles. So Hajar Abulfazil, 23, was terrified of requesting her parents' consent to play soccer, fearing her request would be rejected, or worse, that she would be punished for daring to be unconventional. When I was 14, I first enrolled into the women's team at my school with a little encouragement from my teacher, who saw my interest in the sport, she recalls. It took me a lot of courage to approach my father with this request, but when I eventually did tell him that I wanted to play soccer, he was overjoyed. He took me by my hand, and we went to the sports store to shop for soccer gear. At the shop, he told the store manager to give me the best of everything that a soccer player might need. It was the happiest day of my life. In spite of her parents' support, the journey wasn't easy, and it became even more difficult when she began playing in the soccer leagues. My uncle strongly disapproved of my sports activities. He said I had brought dishonor on the family, and that he felt ashamed every time he heard my name on the radio or during national games, she explains. He often ordered me not to play. And once, when he was visiting our house, I had to sneak out through the window to go play a match so as to avoid his criticism, she recalls. With the support of her immediate family, Abulfazil continued playing and has represented her country in several popular international championships. Not all Afghani female soccer players are as lucky. In fact, the greatest challenge facing many comes from within their own homes. I know several co-players who quit the game after constant criticism and social humiliation, she says. But there are also many others I know who continue to play discreetly, even after physical abuse, all for the love of the game.